just before the third night of the Confessions Tour.
Yeah.
The rather wonderful Dan Reid joins me.
thank you
very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Don't get a chance to have an interview very often, yeah. So it was nice to be able to nail this
one. Yeah, I'm glad. Happy to talk.
How are you doing?
I'm good. The first two shows went great. The recording is sounding really wonderful. Don Brady's doing an amazing job. I'm wearing these in-ear monitors now, which I've never done before, but it's given me a tremendous amount of control over my voice, which I've never really had before. So I'm getting to play with the nuances of it much more. And especially last night and the night before, we're both in churches, so the acoustics there are fantastic. They're built for a priest to be able to be heard, right? So that was nice. And then Paul Mortlock and his assistant cameraman, who's also shooting, is a great director as well, Jan, they're doing an amazing job of filming it too. So it looks great, it's sounding great, and Dan Pred's going to edit it together. Mm-hmm. And Dario Nixad, who organized this whole thing, has done a wonderful job as well. So it's just been fantastic. The audiences were just lovely both nights, so hoping it's the same.
Very rare you get a bad one though these days, eh, Dan?
Yeah, I guess. I guess that's true, but there's something special about these churches, you know?
Yeah.
We all have a history with that, you know, growing up as kids. Most of our parents took us to church as kids, so we have. And now to be able to do it, experience that same kind of space with this music is really wonderful. My favorite part of it is doing, like, a James Taylor song or Elvis Presley song or John Lennon song I did last night in these spaces. That's kind of my highlight for me.
You really?
So, yeah.
Everybody's here to hear you, but you
to play somebody else's music.
And do you still get a buzz out of doing that?
Absolutely.
The occasional cover and just sort of playing with other people's stuff.
For sure. You know, I stayed away from that for most of my career. During high school, I played cover songs.
Yeah.
And then when I think I turned 19 or 20, we put the network together. I played in some cover bands in Portland, Oregon, one band called Nimble Darts. But that was, we did originals, and that was my taste of that. And then with the network, when we were playing clubs, we maybe did one or two covers. And then once we got our deal, I never played another cover song or learned another cover song for 20 years almost. So that's a shame on me, because there's a lot to be learned by learning other people's songs. And that's how, of course, we all grow up playing music. So now I'm turning back the other direction. I'm trying to learn other people's songs and challenge myself.
The new album is out, Confessions. Mm. The thing that interests me, do you find it different writing songs for yourself, the solo stuff, than when you sort of do the network now? Or do you sort of... oh, that's a network song, that's a my song, or do you just think, no, that's a song, and then we go from there?
No, I'm definitely trying to make a conscious effort of separating the two, but that's more than thematically. I think it's more musically.
Mm-hmm.
If something has a groove or a guitar riff or an energy to it that I could see the band playing, where Brian's going to be happy, Melvin's going to be happy, Dan Pred's going to be able to hit those, because he has kind of like, Dan Pred is an on and off switch. Mm-hmm. He just plays like really, he's a thumper. And so if I have some kind of delicate song, acoustic song, for example, I would never imagine that being with the network. So I point that toward my solo stuff. And even more so now with this record, because I used all drum machine.
Yeah.
And it's really delicate record to me. And I looked at that as like, okay, that's what I'm going to do with my solo stuff, is keep it, taking it more ambient, more gentle.
Mm-hmm.
And with the network stuff, we're going to get more futuristic, more edgier. That's at least my dream of it. And still melodic. I'm never going to be able to turn away from that. So, but yeah, the harder, heavier, more external, celebratory life stuff will go toward the network, and the stuff that's more internalized, contemplative, that stuff I'll do for my solo work.
I thought that the network album, I don't want to really get to talk about that, but the latest one, and I saw a few people going, it doesn't sound like Slam, it doesn't.
Yeah.
And my view on that was, it shouldn't.
Yeah.
Time's moved on, people change, people grow up, and it kind of, there's been a few albums of late, that was one of them, the Wayward Sons one with Toby Jepson from Little Angels, their new album. It's kind of like, that's what I would expect now.
Mm.
I'm 20, 30 years older than I was then.
Yeah.
Some of the guys doing it, you don't really want to be singing about sex, drugs, and rock and roll so much.
Yeah. It's,
priorities change. Do you find that as well? That's happened to you?
Absolutely. I mean, why would I wouldn't sing a song about a tiger in a dress, even though we'll cover that. It's our old song.
Yeah.
I wouldn't write a song, let's put it that way,
no.
Along those same lines, because I'm not having those same experiences.
No.
So, I'm definitely writing, at least thematically, what I'm going through in my life right now, which most of it is frustration with the politics of the world or the joys of raising my son, for example. So I'm trying to write songs that I hope my son listens to one day and goes, oh, my dad was trying to find balance in his life. I'm trying to convey that in music. I'm not singing about, you know, hanging out at the bar, picking up on chicks, you know, that kind of thing. So that's changed.